Atlantic City started the year with 12 casinos. Atlanta Club closed in January, and now three more have sent out layoff notices anticipating they could shut. By the end of September, the iconic gambling mecca could have as few as 8 gaming halls. WHYY's Emma Jacobs reports on what could be a turning point for Atlantic City.
Betty and Tom Stein are standing outside of the Showboat Casino, which announced this month that it would close August 31st.
I like tables.
She likes the tables, I like the tables, but I like to sneak away to play crap sometimes.
The Pennsylvania couple has been coming to Atlantic City since gambling was introduced in the late 70s. And Atlantic City had a monopoly on the East Coast.
When it first opened up, it was like unbelievably packed. You had to wait to get a slot. There were lines.
Today, the Steins and others widely agree, the casinos aren't doing the business they once did. Besides the Showboat, Trump Plaza recently announced plans to close in September. Atlantic City's newest addition, Revel, is in the midst of its second bankruptcy.
Gaming revenues in Atlantic City have declined about 46% from the peak in 2006.
Peggy Holloway is a senior vice president at Moody's Investor Service and analyzes the casino industry.
The decline in Atlantic City predated the recession, and it was really a function of a lack of reinvestment in the properties themselves, and then the advent of gaming in the contiguous states.
Now, when the Steins drive to Atlantic City, they pass billboards advertising two Pennsylvania casinos in their own backyard, both opened in the last 10 years. New York has new gaming spots. So do Maryland and Delaware. Even a guy whose job it is to be an Atlantic City booster, Jeff Guaracino of the Atlantic City Alliance, will frankly say that there's too many places to hit the slots or play poker. Though he also says the town's reinventing itself with all the amenities that were built up around the casinos.
Atlantic City is blessed in that we have the resources and the beach, the boardwalk, the retail, the hotels, which are as quickly as possible transforming itself into a new kind of travel economy.
But the beach isn't as lucrative. Revenues from tourism and conventions are approaching $1 billion a year, still a lot less than the $5 billion in revenue the casinos made at their peak. Online gambling has helped a little, allowing people in New Jersey to play without going to Atlantic City, but it has not brought in big dollars so far. And unfortunately, the growth isn't enough to absorb the 8,000 employees likely to lose their jobs this year. The president of the Casino Workers Union, Bob McDevitt, worked at Showboat for 9 years himself. He's trying to find buyers to keep the casinos open.
Closing a casino or casinos at this point, when we're just beginning to turn the market around, is a mistake.
While Showboat's trending downwards, McDevitt argues it's still making a profit and could attract a buyer. Then there's the bankrupt casino up for auction in August, Revel. Its glass tower represents a $2 billion investment, and it's just 2 years old. Maria Sanchez works there part-time as a dealer, mostly blackjack and poker. Sitting just off the boardwalk, she says she's optimistic the jobs she loves will be saved.
Revel's not going to close. I have a feeling it's not. I have a feeling somebody's going to buy it because it's too beautiful.
Investors may agree and step in, but they'd still have a lot to do to turn Revel around. It's posted a loss since it opened, never making more than it costs to keep the doors open. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.